Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned a lot of different ways you can just chill out this morning.
I don't know. Did it start with the Bush latte? We might want to.
Need to find a few of those in my desk drawer, so then we can totally relax. And you're going to want to relax because your clothing is failing you.
Whether it's a skirt, a zipper, or a button on a shirt, they just let us down.
And here's a little teaser. You should have known better. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
We got to get calm. We got to chill, bruh. Mm-hmm. We got all the top habits for chilling out. You got to end your day with a gratitude practice. Reflect on your day. Appreciate your progress. 30 seconds of just humming. Not even a song. Just hum. Whatever you want.
So relaxed, right?
Yeah.
Didn't work? Take a relaxing warm
bath. You feel okay. It's all for you. You're the one doing the humming. It's all that matters.
Yeah. Put your phone down and take a nice evening walk. But what do you do to chill out? Terry says, I turn on the radio and I open a bottle of wine. I hope it's the mix. 847 hot tub 630. I get a big old cup of extra strength sleepy time tea, followed by 10 milligrams of melatonin. Oh. And boy, am I chill.
You are comatose. That's amazing.
Watch out.
Yeah.
630. I love doing a jigsaw puzzle. That is nice because it's kind of the only thing you can focus on. So it helps clear your mind. That's a nice way to chill out. I have a snack and play with my kitten. 217. 219. I go to the beach. 219. Pending time of year, I think. 219, I chill by playing with my Nintendo Switch. Yeah. Again, you can't focus on anything else. You just kind of lose. 708, I put my headphones on, close my eyes, listen to music. It's a nice way to just relax. 219, a really nice cold case of Miller Lite, a hot tub, and a woman in a bikini. Or none at all. 219, I appreciate the honesty. Take a nice nap. 847, the ways you chill out. 224, after my shower, I dry off. Then I lay naked on my bed underneath my ceiling fan, and it feels amazing. Oh. And again, I say, Whip, you do not have to text in. You can just tell us.
I'm a big ceiling fan guy from way back. You know this.
Oh, yeah. From way back.
You're an OG ceiling fan.
Yeah, I am. Before they were cool.
I've been talking ceiling fan since at least 98.
Absolutely right.
That's right. Jane, I wake up to the song Staying Alive. It's a nice way to stay chill, I think.
Okay.
Let's see. Take me and a fishing pole to the lake, says Taylor. I like that. I play with my puppy, the prettiest puppy in the world, Riley Smiley.
Aw.
That's nice. Let's see. I get a hazy IPA, a bag of Gardettos, and I watch some baseball.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Chex Mix or Gardettos, man. That'll really just relax you. Mm-hmm. That's a tasty treat. And somebody said hazy. We did get another one. I do the best thing you can think of. I roll up a big fat J. That's a nice way to chill out.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
There's a mom on TikTok who's now gone viral. How to get your kid to eat. She invented the dinner candle. It has nothing to do with the food on the table. She lights a candle on the table. If you finish your dinner, you get to blow out the candle. And if you blow out the candle, it's exciting. You're a kid. You want to blow out the candle. So it works really well. Hi, Tina. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. You have a hack, a trick, a clever way of getting your kid to eat?
Well, I did. Yeah, my daughter's grown now, but when she was almost two, she would cry because she would be hungry. She'd want to eat her lunch, but then she'd fall asleep almost immediately. So now if I tried to put her down for a nap first, it didn't work. Like, she would wake up and want to play and not want to eat her lunch. So I instead would put her lunch in front of her, let her take a bite or two, and then she'd take a nap in her high chair.
And then you'd wake her up and she's like, oh, my lunch is here. And she'd eat it.
Yes.
That's more like a nap hack, but I like it.
Nice. I like bowls. It's covering two problems all at once. I kind of like it. And then she's there. It's like, all right, she's strapped into the high chair. Oh, she fell asleep. All right, cool. See you in 2 hours.
As an adult, that's like a dream.
Can you imagine you'd wake up and there's just a meal in front of you? My God, what did I do to deserve this? This is fantastic. 312 texted us, we have a color dinner. Foods of all different colors on the plate, and then I pull out a crayon from behind my back, and they have to eat the food that's the color of that crayon. Okay, everybody, find the red food on your plate. Strawberries, ooh, these are great. Find the green food on your plate. Oh, boy, you know, it's kind of nice. I like that. Wouldn't that be fun if they did that at a restaurant? That'll be the next, like, highfalutin dinner thing. Okay, everyone, find the blue food on your plate. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys don't want to go. That's fine.
No.
We don't have to go together.
I'm okay.
We don't have to go together.
Yeah.
I think it's more for the kiddos.
You think so?
Yeah.
Get a lot of brown crayons on Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Like the gravy, the turkey.
Yeah.
Right.
You're always supposed to have the colorful plate. No one really does.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Well, you can't win them all.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Now, you might have your fly down, or in the case of Nikki, another part of your clothing.
Yeah, I could have used a zipper on my shirt.
Yeah.
That might have helped me.
Yeah.
So, this will sound like a humble brag here.
Okay.
I was going to interview and get liners from. Liners are those things where they're like, hello, I am so-and-so, and you listen to the mix.
Right. Yeah.
I had to do a bunch of those with Richard Marks.
Okay? Oh, I am jealous.
I have this piece of paper with all these liners, and I'm so focused on getting these all, you know, because they were for different people.
Right.
And I'm talking to them. And he's kind of like looking at me, like, you know, but I got a paper up and he's kind of like looking down. He's looking, he's very much not making eye contact
with me. Yeah, he's afraid to look you in
the
eye.
And I'm like,
yeah, maybe he's nervous.
Okay, like whatever. These, you do a million of these, we got this done. So I go to my car after this experience with him and I look down and my middle button by where my bra is was had failed its job.
Oh, no.
And literally I was flashing Richard Marks for probably an hour.
We actually have audio of Nikki calling her husband on the way home.
It did.
It was pretty crazy.
Totally.
It did. So, you know, a lot of people flashed him in the 80s. I was like, no, I'm doing it now.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was just mortifying. So I had to just button up. It was just a button up shirt and just that middle button that covers your boobs.
Yeah.
Did not want to do that.
Well, that's like the old joke. You know, the blouse had 10 buttons, but she could only fasten 8. And boy, if Richard wasn't fascinated.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
I looked, and we did find one of the... Let me see if I can find it.
Waiting for me to button up my shirt.
Let me play.
This is
Richard Marks, and you're looking at the boobies on WTMX.
He was distracted. You could hear it in his voice.
Pretty wild.
So he didn't say anything, though. He just kept looking down, looking up, looking at the ceiling.
No, I mean, I kept thought about that in the car. I was like, why didn't he tell me? But what's he going to say? Like,
lady. He got something. Yeah, got something happening right there.
Is that a Victoria's Secret, bro? What are you wearing there?
He's happy to see me. Baboom. At that point in his career, that man knew bras very well.
Oh, right. My God. I mean? You talk about a guy who the ladies enjoy.
But realistically, Nikki, you should have known better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, button up is not the way to go.
No, what can you do?
I've since learned.
Yeah, now you know. Yeah, now when you meet people, you're always wearing hoodies and zip-ups and blankets and shawls. Anything to cover up the old Richard Marks blouse incident. From what year was that? 1987? No, when did that happen?
It was recent. Like I said, maybe that's why. He was like, I used to get flashed a lot.
Wow, this is a real treat for me.
Thanks for bringing it back.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
On this date in 1913, the zipper was patented, and we have celebrated it ever since. Sometimes zippers fail you, buttons fail you. These pants are see-through, slippery when wet. Be careful. Hi, Kathy. Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing all right. Your clothing failed you. What happened?
Yeah, mine was the invention of Velcro. I worked at a school, and I had on, like, a windbreaker raincoat, and we helped the kids out of the car in the car line. And I realized later, as people I noticed were looking at me strange, that I had a pair of my daughter's, like, thong lacy underwear stuck to the Velcro on my jack pocket.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
So all day people are now. Did anyone ever? No one ever said anything to you. No parent pulled you aside and went, "Hey, by the way, we know you don't mean for this to be there."
No, but they were looking at me strange, and I'm middle aged, so like these were, not quite underwear I would typically wear.
Right?
They knew. They're like, "Those aren't hers." Hang on a second. Are they? You can't ask.
A little accoutrement for your jacket there. That was nice.
I don't really keep up with TikTok. Maybe this is a trend I'm not familiar with. I don't know.
Never know.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kelly, you're a teacher and your clothing failed you at school?
At school, I was walking in the building, running late, and I'm carrying all my crap. And I'm, you know, passing the teachers and or the parents and the kids and their cars waiting to get out. And my skirt literally falls to the ground. I stepped out of it.
That's kind of fun. Now, I don't want to be too personal, but did you have on anything underneath the skirt? Were there any kind of tights or something like that?
Well, I always kind of wear like bike shorts or something under skirts because at least the weather was warm. So, you know, I had something on, but literally, but they're nude colored. So if you weren't really looking.
Yeah, right. You're like, whoa, wait a second. Well, that's kind of fun. Now, did anybody say anything they noticed?
The music teacher was behind me. She goes, oh, my God, I didn't see anything, and covers her eyes.
Just stands
yeah,
there.
Yeah, which means she saw it all.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, where do you work out?
That was a follow-up.
Hi, Bill. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. You are a fireman?
Yeah, and I was in a hazmat class with a whole bunch of my, we'll say, colleagues, and we wear Tyvek suits. And I'm a big boy. I'm kind of tall. I bent over, and the first time I bent over, blew out the whole bottom of the suit.
Oh, my.
The funniest part was the next day when I came in, the guy had a big smile on who was running the class, and he comes out with this new suit for me. It was like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I was like, it was huge. I thought it was like triple X, like a parade float. So.
I love the idea, though, that you you not only exposed yourself, but also to whatever germs you were fighting in the hazmat. You got to be careful out there, you know? Be careful. Those things are going to find their way in. And finally, Elaine. Hi, Elaine. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Love you.
Oh, I love you right back. Your clothing failed you at a really inopportune time. You were at your sister's wedding?
Yeah.
And what happened?
I'm walking out of my bedroom down the hallway, and I just didn't feel right, and then I go stand in front of our living room window, and my three sisters have this look of horror on their face, and I look down, and the skirt to my outfit was totally at the foot of my feet.
The foot of your feet?
The foot of your feet, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so you felt a little odd because you didn't have any bottoms on. Is that what it was?
It was a two-piece bridesmaid outfit, and the zipper and the elastic, I guess, weren't taken in like they were supposed to be, and it fell off.
And did you have on tights or pantyhose or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, so that's at least nice. And they were all standing outside the window looking at you.
Thank God, no, it was in March, but I was held together for the entire evening with paper clips and safety pins.
Hey, yeah, we got to get it done.
I'm just going to say that's a safety pin necessary moment.
Make it work. Yep. That's what they say.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Time now for your Mix Top 6. Let's get into it. Today, your top six involves advice from people over 45, and what would they tell their younger selves?
So old people. I'm just kidding.
All right, we got to give you a 2-minute penalty on that one. 2-minute penalty being served. People over the age of 45 were asked by Yahoo Life, "What advice would you give your younger self?" These are the top six responses. And at number six, don't regret. Just learn the lesson and move forward.
Well, that's true.
Number six. Yeah. That's deep.
But if you don't learn the lesson, you keep getting the same problem over and over until you learn the lesson. Mm-hmm.
I guess so. Otherwise, you'll regret it. Mm-hmm. But they say don't regret. Learn and move forward. And at number five, don't let someone talk you into doing something that you don't want to do.
The timeshare in Destin that Taylor Swift is referring to in that song right there.
Learn how to say no.
Don't do it.
She's part of the problem, huh? And at number four, stop comparing yourself to others. This involves all of the keeping up with the Joneses or your friends, your family, all of it.
It's got to be so bad now.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like back when I was dealing with that, we didn't have Instagram and Facebook all the time to worry about.
Yeah, you're comparing yourself with like the 15 kids in your class.
Yes, right.
Maybe a couple kids on your block and that's it. Now it's only the whole world.
Yeah.
Right, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's like when Matthew McConaughey won the Oscar and we didn't know what he was talking about, but he was saying, I'm chasing the man I was to become the man I am to be that. And then he's chasing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. All right.
He's starting to make more and more sense.
Every day.
It scares me a little bit.
Yeah, you're a little bit like, wait a second. What? We will. In at number three, trust yourself more. Trust you.
Nikki.
Yeah, okay.
You've gotten through every situation to this point, right. so why do you not trust yourself?
That's true. That's a good point.
History says you'll be fine.
Yeah, keep going.
It'll end up fine.
In at number two, pieces of advice folks over 45 would tell their younger selves, try and save a little bit of money every month. Just put a little bit away every month.
It's like I do that, and then I transfer from savings to checking.
Yeah, but you did save it. I saved it from technically.
Until the bills are due.
And then all of a sudden, hang on, I guess we will go to Mexico. That's fine. It'll be fine. And then the number one piece of advice people over the age of 45 would tell their younger selves, according to a recent survey by Yahoo Life. Believe in yourself. Would you just believe in yourself? You can do it. You can do it.
Okay.
You sound so convinced.
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't believe in yourself, there's no way you can do it. So you have to start there at believing in yourself, or there's just no way.
This is what the kids call imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Make it
until right.
you make
yeah.
it.
Right.
I mean, but you have to really do that.
Right.
With yeah. everything.
Honorable mention. Be willing and ready to cut out certain people from your life, you know who.
Now that one I'm good at.
That's tough. There you go. Honorable mentions. Leave a job if it doesn't make you happy. Live that one. Youch. Mm-hmm. That's really hard. But inevitably, if it's like, it's me or this thing. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
That's true.
Bye to this thing. Ask for help. It's a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. I'm trying to tell my 2-year-old that all the time. Let me open the fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Let me help you. And finally, the grass is not always greener.
That's true.
Yeah. So keep those things in mind. Remember, being a role model is a big deal.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Mufasa, the Lion King trailer dropped this morning. This is Disney's prequel to the 2019 photorealistic remake of The Lion King. In this one, we're going to be following young Mufasa and Scar. One of the big reveals in this trailer was that Blue Ivy, Beyonce's eldest daughter, is part of the voice cast. Oh. And if you remember, Beyonce was Nala in the 2019 film. She's going to be returning again in this movie. Another thing that was revealed in the trailer was that Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to also be penning the film's songs. So people are very excited about it. It's going to all be out in theaters on December 20th.
Wow.
Watch it. That guy does the music for everything now.
Yeah.
Anything will come out of it. Lin-Manuel Miranda did it. Like, really?
Yeah.
He wrote Taylor's new album.
And then really? You trust it a little bit more because he's part of the Hamilton sensation.
Let's go. Come on. He is the Hamilton sensation.
Exactly. Next up, it's been a tough, rainy Monday morning out there, especially for the roads. It looks like the sun is popping up downtown. But if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, this one's for you.
Have you ever had one of those days where you're holding a stick and everybody looks like a pinata?
That's nice.
Start swinging. Lastly, Emma Stone's real name is not Emma Stone. Now the 2-time Oscar winner has decided that she prefers to be called by her given name, which is Emily. She was in an interview recently, and she says, for some reason, I just can't take it anymore. I want to be called Emily. I feel like a fraud. When she was coming up in the business, there was an Emily Stone, so they told her, like, you want to change your name? And then she picked Emma because of the Spice Girls. Back in third grade, she was like, I used to go by Emma just because I liked, I don't know which Spice Girl is Emma.
Emma Bunton. I know that's her name, but I don't know which one she is.
Is she the redhead?
I forgot.
I think she was the blonde.
Oh, yeah, she was the blonde.
Yeah, the baby?
Which is Baby Spice,
baby
right?
Spice. Yeah. Yeah, so
Emma Bunton.
She liked her a lot.
I don't know, but guys, she's Baby Spice.
Baby Spice. So that's where Emma comes from. That's why she wasn't called Emily from the beginning. And now I guess we might have to start changing it because she's like, listen, I prefer it. If you want to, I'd appreciate it.
I'm gonna be just that guy. Those names are too similar for it to be as big a news as it is.
Here.
If she was changing her name to Geraldine or something, like, okay, we got something here.
Then we'd have a something.
Yeah, Emma is essentially short for Emily if you really think about it.
I'm saying.
Yeah. E-Dog.
Yeah.
Is her last
E-Dog.
Name still Stone?
Right, yes. Oh, okay. See, that's the thing. If you change your last name, we got ourselves a story.
Yeah, if she came out, hey, it's Emily Petapakowski. I'd be like, whoa,
exactly.
That's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.